Welcome back. This is the Advanced Groove Masterclass on Volume Automation for That Pirate Radio Energy in Ableton Live. Drum and bass, jungle, rolling stuff. The goal today is movement that feels urgent, hyped, a little dangerous but still controlled. Like there's a DJ literally riding the fader in real time, but your mix bus isn't getting bullied. And here's the big mindset shift. We're not automating volume because we want louder. We're automating volume to create push and pull, forward motion, spotlight, tension and release. If you do it right, the drums roll harder without adding extra hits. The drop feels bigger without the limiter freaking out, and you get that on-air broadcast excitement without just slamming sidechain on everything. All right, quick roadmap. We're going to build three tiers of automation. First, microgroove moves inside the bar, usually on hats or ghost notes. Second, transient spotlighting, where we dip the stuff around the snare so the snare feels like it's punching through the radio. Third, macro phrase rides across 8 or 16 bars, the classic hand on the mixer pirate rise and snap. And then we'll add an optional high parallel return for safe chaos. Before we touch automation, headroom and routing, this is non-negotiable. Set your tempo. If you're not sure, pick 174 BPM. That's home base. Now group your session. Make a drums group, with kick, snare, break, hats and perk inside. Make bass, make music, make FX or Vox. Keep it clean, because automation gets confusing when routing is messy. Now gain stage for space. Put a utility as the first device on each group. Then play the loudest part of your track, with no limiter on the master. Aim for your master peaking around -10 to -6 dBFS. That's not quiet. That's I have room to move. If you start already slammed, every automation boost just turns into distortion and limiter suck, and your energy becomes flatness. On the drums group, here's a solid stock chain to support this lesson. Utility first for gain staging, then EQ8 if you need cleanup, then glue compressor, attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1, aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks, then saturator, drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. That chain is your transmitter. Then automation will push into it, and it will respond like a broadcast clamp. Controlled excitement. Now, one key concept that'll save you later. Choose one main driver lane. For most of you, the driver lane is going to be drums group utility gain. That's the fader ride. Everything else supports that. If you heavily automate both the drums group and the mix bus and a bunch of tracks at once, the loudness math gets confusing and your limiter becomes unpredictable. Cool. Let's get into microgroove. Microgroove is where you automate tiny loudness accents inside one bar. This is the roll trick. You're not changing the pattern, you're changing the feel. Pick a target layer. Closed hats are perfect. Break ghost notes are perfect. Do not start with kick and snare. Those are your anchors. If it's an audio hat loop, use clip gain envelopes. Stable, non-destructive, and you can loop it forever. Click the hat clip, go to clip view, open envelopes, choose envelope clip, and control gain. Now draw a repeating one bar shape. Here's what you're aiming for. Downbeats a touch louder, offbeats a touch lower, and then tiny human dips right before the snare so the snare feels like it arrives into a pocket. Keep the numbers subtle. Accents around +0.5 to +1.5 dB. Dips around -0.5 to -2 dB. If you can obviously hear volume wobble, you went too far. The correct result is you feel urgency and swing, but it still sounds like one coherent performance. Try this as a starting point on 16 THS. Give the first hat of the bar about +1 dB. Pull down a few steps that tend to fight the snare and kick. And then, right before the snare, lift the last couple of 16 THS by about half a dB for that little rush into the hit. Teacher tip. When micro automation sounds clicky or zippery, it's usually not the amount, it's the corners. Don't make hard edges. Make tiny ramps, just a few milliseconds on both sides. Even a 10 to 50 millisecond slope can remove ticks and keep it sounding natural. All right. Tier 2, snare spotlighting with volume suck. This is one of the nastiest clean tricks in drum and bass. Instead of boosting the snare, you dip what surrounds it, very briefly, so the ear hears the snare is bigger. Psychoacoustics. And it keeps headroom. Pick the break track or the hats track, something that's busy around the snare. Add a utility near the end of that track's chain. Now automate utility gain to dip right on the snare hits. In a typical DNB bar, that's beat 2 and beat 4, put a fast dip of about -1.5 to -3 dB exactly on the transient, then ramp back within about 30 to 80 milliseconds. Listen to what happens. The snare suddenly looks like it got louder, but your peak level might not change much at all. That's what we want. Broadcast punch without raising the whole drum ceiling. Now a quick routing warning that matters in real sessions. If you're relying on sense for reverb and delay, and you automate track volume, your send levels will move too. That can cause wash drift, where the reverb swells or collapses in weird ways whenever you ride the fader. So if you want level movement but stable sends, automate utility gain placed pre-sends. Practically, that means put utility at the top of the chain and automate that, and keep the track fader more static for balance. Now tier 3, phrase energy. The Pirate Radio fader ride. Go to arrangement view, press it to show automation. On the drums group, choose utility gain as your lane. This is your main driver. We're going to draw a 16-bar drop shape that feels like it's building out of control, but it's actually controlled. Try this curve. Bars 1 to 4 of the drop start slightly restrained, around minus 0.8 dB. Bars 5 to 8 creep up to 0. Bars 9 to 12 push to around plus 0.7 dB. Bars 13 to 16 push further to around plus 1.2 dB. And then the magic. At the phrase reset, snap back to 0 instantly. That snapback is the Pirate Radio signature. Like the DJ yanked the fader down for a split second to keep the system alive, then brings it back in for the next run. Now, important calibration moment. A plus 1 dB move into glue plus saturator might feel like plus 2 or plus 3 dB in perceived intensity, because you're driving compression and clipping behavior. So do this. Loop 2 bars at your loudest point. Toggle automation on and off. Watch the glue compressor gain reduction. If your ride causes more than about 1 to 2 dB extra gain reduction at the peak, your move might be too big. Either reduce the automation depth or ease off your compression. Next, the drop impact illusion. Pre-drop dip plus first hit boost. This is how you make a drop slam without actually making the drop ridiculously louder. On the master, or better, on an all music group if you have one, put a utility before any limiter. Now automate utility gain. In the last half bar before the drop, dip minus 1.5 to minus 3 dB. Then on the first hit of the drop, jump back to zero. Optional spice, for just the first kick and snare cycle, add a tiny extra boost, like plus 0.5 dB for an eighth note or a quarter note, then back to zero. If you do this right, the listener swears the drop got louder, but your limiter doesn't have to clamp harder. It's contest. You're framing the hit. Now let's talk controlled radio pumping. Without wrecking the mix, you already have glue on the drum bus doing 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. When you ride drums utility gain upward, you'll push slightly more into that compression. That creates the feeling of the transmitter working harder. That is the broadcast clamp. If you want more pump, add a compressor after glue, or replace glue with compressor depending on your taste. Use a gentle setting, ratio 2 to 1. Attack 15 to 30 milliseconds, release 80 to 150 milliseconds, no sidechain. Aim for an extra 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction only when the automation peaks. The automation is the DJ hand. The compressor is the station limiter. Together they sound like movement, not random loudness. Now for a couple arrangement moves that instantly read as hand mixed. Every 8 bars, add a tiny drum group lift, maybe plus 0.5 dB, just to stop stagnation. When you switch breaks, do a DJ blend without actually using DJ mode. Over 4 to 8 bars, dip the old break from 0 down to minus 1.5 dB. Bring the new break in starting around minus 1.5 dB up to 0 over the same window. And here's the trick. Add one short moment where both are slightly under, like both at minus 0.5 dB for a beat. That little breath makes the next slam feel bigger. And one of my favorites, phrase punctuation using silence framing. Instead of boosting a peak, do a super short drum bus dip, like a 16th or an 8th, right before a key fill or vocal stab. Silence makes the next hit read louder, without changing your peak level. Now advanced variations, if you want it nastier and cleaner at the same time. Try counter-riding the break versus the one-shots. Instead of lifting the whole drums group, dip the break slightly, maybe minus 0.5 to minus 1 dB, during busy snare moments, while nudging kick and snare one-shots up by plus 0.3 to plus 0.8 dB. Result: the broadcast punch comes forward, but the overall drum loudness barely changes. Try a triplet tease for jungle urgency. On hats, draw a repeating one-bar automation that accents every third 16th very subtly. It creates tension against the straight grid, like the track is trying to speed up without actually changing tempo. Now, the safe chaos option. A parallel hype lane. Create a return track called hype. On it, put saturator with drive around 4 to 8 dB, soft clip-on, then a Q8, high pass around 200 Hz and maybe a small high shelf up top, then a compressor, fairly fast attack, medium release. Send your drums to it lightly, then automate the return track volume for short high bursts, like an eighth note to a bar. This gives pirate intensity without messing with your dry drum balance, because it's parallel. You can get reckless safely. One more clean move. Micro duck the bass only when the drum ride peaks. Instead of permanent sidechain, automate a tiny dip on the bass group utility, like minus 0.5 to minus 1 dB, only on the bars where your drum's ride is at its highest. That keeps the low end stable, and it makes your drum lift read clearly without turning the whole track up. Alright, common mistakes to avoid quickly, because these are the ones that waste hours. Don't do huge micro automation. Hats moving plus or minus 4 dB is a special effect, not groove. Don't automate everything. Pick two or three hero lanes. For example, hats micro accents, break dip on snares, and the drum bus phrase ride. Avoid steppy curves on audio. Add short ramps to prevent clicks. And don't fight a hard limiter. If you're already brickwalled, your boosts won't feel bigger. They'll just feel more distorted and smaller. Now a 50-minute practice you can do right now. Load a two-step DNB drum loop plus your kick and snare layer. Make a hats track or isolate hats, a break track, and a drums group with utility, glue, saturator. Then do three automations. 1. Hat clip gain accents within one bar around plus or minus 1 dB. Loop it. 2. Break utility dips on the snare hits, about minus 2 dB with 50 millisecond ramps. 3. Drums group utility phrase ride. Minus 0.8 dB up to plus 1.2 dB over 16 bars, then snap back. Then freeze and flatten, or resample the drums. A slash B automation off versus on. You should hear more roll, more snap, more forward momentum without obvious loudness chaos. Final recap. Micro automation is your swing and urgency. Snare spotlighting is usually a dip around the snare, not a snare boost. This audio version is shortened for playback.